If VOA News, they are remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett says she is a firm supporter of the U.S. Constitution. U.S. President Donald Trump announced over the weekend he was nominating Barrett to fill the seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Barrett, a former Notre Dame University law professor, is currently a judge on the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. In 2016, Barrett said in a speech to students, quote, "We shouldn't be putting people on the court that share our policy preferences. We should be putting people on the court who want to apply the Constitution," end quote. Barrett is a 48-year-old Catholic who has 7 children. She's from the U.S. state of Indiana. An unlawful assembly has been declared in the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, just hours after demonstrations ended without many reports of violence. Hundreds of people were gathered downtown into the early morning hours Sunday. One protester lit an American flag on fire, and some protesters were seen shooting fireworks at police. The unrest comes just hours after a right-wing rally and counter-protesters largely dispersed without serious violence on Saturday afternoon. Local law enforcement released a joint statement later, praising the minimal violence. Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. has the number of COVID-19-related deaths globally just a few thousand shy of hitting the somber milestone of 1 million. More than half of those deaths are in just 4 countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Mexico. Meanwhile, the number of confirmed infections by the current pace will reach another milestone of 33 million before the end of the day. The countries with the largest number of infections are the U.S., Brazil, Russia, Colombia, and Peru.